Susan, you were in Boston over the weekend at Elizabeth Warren's house interviewing her, one of her first big interviews. Keying up where she stands going into 2020.
I asked if she was going to promise Massachusetts voters that she would serve all 6 years of her second Senate term. And she said, well, that's certainly the plan. That is not exactly a denial of interest in the 2020 presidential race.
And she's 67 years old. She is plenty young enough compared to Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, to run 4 years from now.
Yeah, she is. And she's got, of course, a huge base of support among liberals in the Democratic Party who feel like if only she or Bernie Sanders had been nominated last time around, they believe they would have had a better chance of defeating the kind of campaign that Donald Trump ran.
She is a prodigious fundraiser. She outraised most other Senate candidates.
She's already raised more than $9 million for this Senate re-election. But she told me the more serious reason she chose not to run last time was because she just didn't feel like she had enough experience in government and politics and policy to be president of the United States. And, you know, if she's a second-term senator, maybe she'd feel like she had enough of that kind of experience.
Although it certainly didn't hold back Barack Obama when he was a first-term senator.
Or Donald Trump.
Or Donald Trump.